Greetings in the Lord. It is the sixth day of July in the year of our Lord 2020. You are listening to The Daily Sword, a daily guide to prayer and Bible reading produced by Sovereign King Church in Southern Indiana and on the Fight Laugh Feast Network. I pray this podcast is a blessing to you. Let us begin. Our call to faith and repentance today comes from Judges chapter 6, verse 22 through 24. When Gideon saw that he was the angel of the Lord, he said, "Alas, O Lord God, for now I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face." The Lord said to him, "Peace to you. Do not fear. You shall not die." Then Gideon built an altar there to the Lord and named it "The Lord is Peace." In 2011, Damon Gamow began an experiment of eating 40 teaspoons of sugar a day for 60 days. He had a diet of sugar derived from hidden sugars found in juices, sports, drinks, cereals, and sports bars. He filmed the experiment in a documentary called That Sugar Film. At the end of 2 months, he gained 19 pounds, developed pre-type 2 diabetes and heart disease risks, had an extra 4 inches of dangerous visceral fat around his belly, and noticed an enormous impact on his moods and cognitive functions. A diet of sweets is imbalanced and dangerous. The modern evangelical church also has an imbalance in the spiritual food it consumes. Too many modern Christian radio, books, and sermons are filled with primarily one message: Jesus loves you just the way you are. It's a one-track diet of peace and grace, and this diet, like all imbalanced diets, is dangerous. Now, you're probably thinking, what's wrong with grace and peace? Shouldn't the gospel be central and Christ our focus? Yes, we should never lose the centrality of Christ in the gospel. But our diet is so focused on a syrupy sweetness of love that we never get around to what is true peace and grace. In the modern diet, Jesus is a means to an end. He's just something you add to your life to make you feel better when you're down. Feeling depressed? Don't take an antidepressant. Try Jesus. He's the cure. Stressed out? Jesus can bring a little peace to your life. When all we ever hear is that Jesus loves us and will make us feel good, we lose the foundation of the gospel. We hear about being loved for who we are so much that we begin to think, well, of course Jesus would love me. Or, if he loves me just the way I am, why should I ever change? It is a message of peace that lacks an understanding of why we need peace. It's an imbalance at best, and it is dangerous. Jeremiah warned about prophets who proclaim peace when there is no peace. Isaiah 57 tells us there is no peace for the wicked. When Gideon saw the angel of the Lord, he was terrified. Now this is a response that all men and women in Scripture, when brought into the presence of holiness, have. They are afraid and they tremble because they know the holiness of God and they revere it. And they are made immediately aware of their own sin. Because God is holy, because the wicked have no peace, because they knew they were sinful, they knew and that in their nature they were at war with God and God was at war with them. The only reason God could possibly send an angel to them was to kill them. And here they were, face to face with a terrible, terrifying enemy whom they had defiled, whom they could not stand against. They were afraid. It's in the context of being undone by the holiness of God and the wickedness of their sin that God declares peace. Their enemy, who would be justified in destroying them, declares peace to them. It's the kind of peace that comes at the end of war, and the terms of surrender are repentance and faith. Because God had declared peace upon them, then they had no reason to be afraid. They could be bold while still being reverent. Brothers, we can have peace through Jesus Christ, but it's not cheap, therapeutic kind of chi and inner peace. It is peace with the God of the universe on His terms. And if we have peace with the God of the universe through our great King Jesus, and we can be bold to come before His throne. We can be bold to repent. We can be bold to obey. We can be bold to resist the lies of Satan. We can be bold to turn away from worldly pleasure. We can be bold to fight our own flesh. We can be bold to proclaim the full counsel of God. Since we have peace with God, we get to eat at His table in the presence of our enemies. And that is a well-balanced meal. Brothers, having heard these truths, having acknowledged that we have been at war with God, and yet He offers us peace, let us go to Him on His terms, on our knees, pleading for His mercy. Let us pray. Almighty God, we are unworthy to come into Your presence because of our many sins. We do not deserve any grace or mercy from You if You dealt with us as we deserve. We've sinned against You, O Lord, and we've offended You. And yet, O Lord, as we acknowledge our sins and offenses, so also do we acknowledge You to be a merciful God, a loving and favorable Father to all who turn to You. And so we humbly ask You, for the sake of Christ Your Son, to show mercy to us and forgive us all our offenses. Forgive the sins of our youth and the sins of our old age. By Your Spirit, O God, take possession of our hearts, so that not only the actions of our life, but also the words of our mouths and the smallest thought of our minds may be guided and governed by You. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom, with You and the Holy Spirit, be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Dear brothers, the Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, has given us peace, and therefore He does not desire the death of a sinner, but rather that he may turn from his wickedness and live. He pardons and absolves all who truly repent and unfeignedly believe His holy gospel. Therefore, we beseech Him to grant us true repentance and His Holy Spirit, that those things may please Him which we do at this present, and the rest of our life hereafter may be pure and holy, so that at the last we may come to His eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Brothers, examine your consciences, therefore, to know whether you truly repent of your sins, and whether, by trusting in God's mercy and seeking your salvation in Jesus Christ alone, you are resolved to pursue holiness and to live in peace and love with all men. If you have this testimony in your hearts before God, then be assured that your sins are forgiven through the perfect merit of Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, open Thou our lips, and our mouth shall show forth Thy praise. Open our hearts and minds by the power of Your Holy Spirit, that as the Scriptures are read, we may hear with joy what You say to us today. Listen now to this psalm reading from the book of Psalm, chapter 104. This is the Word of God. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O Lord my God. You are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty, covering yourself with light as with a cloak, stretching out heaven like a tent curtain. He lays the beams of His upper chambers in the waters. He makes the clouds His chariot. He walks upon the winds of the wind. He makes the winds His messengers, flaming fire His ministers. He established the earth upon its foundations, so that it will not totter forever and ever. You covered it with the deep as with a garment. The waters were standing above the mountains. At Your rebuke they fled. At the sound of Your thunder they hurried away. The mountains rose, the valleys sank down to the place which You established for them. You set a boundary that they may not pass over, so they will not return to cover the earth. He sends forth springs in the valleys. They flow between the mountains. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. Beside them the birds of the heavens dwell. They lift up their voices among the branches. He waters the mountains from His upper chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of His works. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle, and vegetation for the labor of man, so that he may bring forth food from the earth, and wine which makes man's heart glad, so that he may make his face glisten with oil, and food which sustains man's heart. The trees of the Lord drink their fill. the cedars of Lebanon which he planted, where the birds build their nest, and the stork whose home is the fir trees. The high mountains are for the wild goats, the cliffs are the refuge for the Shephanim. He made the moon for the seasons. The sun knows the place of its setting. You appoint darkness and it becomes night, in which all the beasts of the forest prowl about. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their food from God. When the sun rises, they withdraw and lie down in their dens. Man goes forth to his work and to his labor until evening. O Lord, how many are your works? In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions. There is the sea, great and broad, in which are swarms without number, animals both small and great. There the ships move along, and Leviathan, which you have formed, to sport in it. They all wait for you to give them their food in due season. You give to them, they gather it up. You open your hand, they are satisfied with good. You hide your face, they are dismayed. You take away their spirit, they expire and return to their dust. You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. Let the glory of the Lord endure forever. Let the Lord be glad in his works. He looks at the earth and it trembles. He touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. Let my meditation be pleasing to him. As for me, I shall be glad in the Lord. Let sinners be consumed from the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. This is the word of God, and we give thanks to God. Glory be to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen and hallelujah. Lord, we praise you for your creation. We praise you for being sustainer. And we praise you for being Savior. Dear brothers, every word of God proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Therefore, listen to this Old Testament reading from the book of Judges, chapter 17 and 18. This is the word of God. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. Now, there was a man of the hill country of Ephraim, whose name was Micah. He said to his mother, "The 1,100 pieces of silver which were taken from you, about which you uttered a curse in my hearing, behold, the silver is with me. I took it." And his mother said, "Blessed be my son by the Lord." He then returned the 1,100 pieces of silver to his mother. And his mother said, "I wholly dedicate the silver from my hand to the Lord, for my son to make a graven image and a molten image. Now therefore, I will return them to you." So when he returned the silver to his mother, his mother took 200 pieces of silver and gave them to the silversmith, who made them into a graven image and a molten image. And they were in the house of Micah. And the man Micah had a shrine and made an ephod and a household idols and consecrated one of his sons that he might become his priest. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Every man did what was right in his own eyes. Now, there was a young man from Bethlehem in Judah, of the family of Judah, who was a Levite, and he was staying there. Then the man departed from the city, from Bethlehem in Judah, to stay wherever he might find a place. And as he made his journey, he came to the hill country of Ephraim, to the house of Micah. Micah said to him, "Where do you come from?" And he said to him, "I am a Levite from Bethlehem in Judah, and I am going to stay wherever I may find a place." Micah then said to him, "Dwell with me and be a father and a priest to me, and I will give you 10 pieces of silver a year, a suit of clothes, and your maintenance." So the Levite went in. The Levite agreed to live with the man, and the young man became to him like one of his sons. So Micah consecrated the Levite, and the young man became his priest and lived in the house of Micah. Then Micah said, "Now I know that the Lord will prosper me, seeing I have a Levite as a priest." In those days there was no king of Israel. And in those days the tribe of the Danites were seeking an inheritance for themselves to live in. For until that day, an inheritance had not been allotted to them as a possession among the tribes of Israel. So the sons of Dan sent from their family 5 men out of their whole number, valiant men from Zorah and Eshtaol, to spy out the land and to search it. And they said to them, "Go, search the land." And they came to the hill country of Ephraim, to the house of Micah, and lodged there. When they were near the house of Micah, they recognized the voice of the young man, the Levite. And they turned aside there and said to him, "Who brought you here? And what are you doing in this place? What do you have here?" He said to them, "Thus and so has Micah done to me, and he has hired me, and I have become his priest." They said to him, "Inquire of God, please, that we may know whether our way on which we are going will be prosperous." The priest said to them, "Go in peace. Your way in which you are going has the Lord's approval." Then the 5 men departed and came to Laish and saw the people who were living in it, security, after the manner of the Sidonians, quiet and secure, for there was no ruler humiliating them for anything in the land. And they were far from the Sidonians and had no dealings with anyone. When they came back to their brothers at Zorah and Eshtaol, their brothers said to them, "What do you report?" They said, "Arise, and let us go up against them, for we have seen the land, and behold, it is very good. Will you sit still? Do not delay to go, to enter, to possess the land. When you enter, you will come to a secure people with a spacious land, for God has given it into your hand, a place where there is no lack of anything that is on the earth." Then, from the family of the Danites, from Zorah and from Eshtaol, 600 men armed with weapons of war set out. They went up and camped at Kiriath-Jearim in Judah. Therefore they called that place Minadadan to this day. Behold, it is west of Kiriath-Jearim. They passed from there to the hill country of Ephraim and came to the house of Micah. Then the 5 men who went to spy out the country of Laish said to their kinsmen, "Do you know that there are in these houses an ephod, and household idols, and a graven image, and a molten image? Now therefore, consider what you should do." They turned aside there and came to the house of the young man, the Levite, to the house of Micah, and asked him of his welfare. The 600 men, armed with their weapons of war, who were of the sons of Dan, stood by the entrance of the gate. Now the 5 men who went to spy out the land went up and entered there, and took the graven image and the ephod and the household idols and the molten image, while the priest stood by the entrance of the gate with 600 men armed with weapons of war. When these went into Micah's house and took the graven image, the ephod and household idols and the molten image, the priest said to them, "What are you doing?" They said to him, "Be silent. Put your hand over your mouth and come with us, and be to us a father and a priest. Is it better for you to be a priest to the house of one man, or be to a priest to a tribe and a family in Israel?" The priest's heart was glad, and he took the ephod and household idols and the graven image and went among the people. Then they turned and departed and put the little ones and the livestock and the valuables in front of them. When they had gone some distance from the house of Micah, the men who were in the houses near Micah's house assembled and overtook the sons of Dan. Then they cried to the sons of Dan, who turned around and said to Micah, "What is the matter with you that you have assembled together?" He said, "You have taken away my gods, which I made, and the priests, and have gone away, and what do I have besides? So how can you say to me, 'What is the matter with you?'" The sons of Dan said to him, "Do not let your voice be heard among us, or else fierce men will fall upon you, and you will lose your life with the lives of your household." So the sons of Dan went on their way, and when Micah saw that they were too strong for them, he returned and went back to his house. And they took what Micah had made and the priest who had belonged to him, and came to Laish, to a people quiet and secure, and struck them with the edge of the sword, and they burned the city with fire. And there was no one to deliver them, because it was far from Sidon, and they had no dealings with anyone. It was in the valley which is near Beth Rehob. And they rebuilt the city and lived in it. They called the name of the city Dan, after the name of Dan their father, who was born in Israel. However, the name of the city formerly was Laish. The sons of Dan set up for themselves the graven image, and Jonathan the son of Gershom, the son of Manasseh, He and his sons were priests to the tribe of the Danites until the day of the captivity of the land. So they set up for themselves Micah's graven image, which he had made. All the time that the house of God was at Shiloh. This is the word of God. And we give praise to God. God makes speed to save us. Dear brothers, as we have read that passage, we've seen the wickedness and the idolatry of men. How they think that they can build up their own home with idols, turning their own home into a little kingdom to a false god. Dear brothers, today, where have we done the same? Where have we built idols and tried to put God's name upon it as if he were to give approval? Where do we make religions of our own idols? O Lord, make speed to save us from this. Now, brothers, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Therefore, listen to this New Testament reading from John, chapter 3, verse 22, through chapter 4, verse 3. This is the word of God. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. After these things, Jesus and his disciples came into the land of Judea, and there he was spending time with them and baptizing. John also was baptizing in Aenon near Salem, because there was much water there, and people were coming and were being baptized, for John had not yet been thrown into prison. Therefore, there arose a discussion on the part of John's disciples with a Jew about purification. And they came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, he was with you beyond the Jordan to whom you have testified. Behold, he is baptizing, and all are coming to him." John answered and said, "A man can receive nothing unless it has been given him from heaven. You yourselves are my witnesses what I said. I am not the Christ, but I have been sent ahead of him. He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, who stands and hears him, rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. So this joy of mine has been made full. He must increase, but I must decrease. He who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth is from the earth and speaks of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above all. When he had seen and heard of that, he testifies, and no one receives his testimony. He who has received his testimony has set his seal to this, that God is true. For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for he gives the Spirit without measure. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. He who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him." Therefore, when the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus was making and baptizing more disciples than John, although Jesus himself was not baptizing, but his disciples were, he left Judea and went away again into Galilee. This is the word of God, and we give thanks to God, as we profess that we believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Dear brothers, Jesus said, I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which none of your adversaries will be able to withstand or contradict. Therefore, listen to this reading from the book of Proverbs, chapter 24, verse 23 through 34. This is the word of God. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. These also are sayings of the wise. To show partiality in judgment is not good. He who says to the wicked, you are righteous, people will curse him. Nations will abhor him. But to those who rebuke the wicked will be delight, and a good blessing will come upon them. He kisses the lips who gives a right answer. Prepare your work outside and make it ready for yourself in the field. Afterwards, then, build your house. Do not be a witness against your neighbor without cause, and do not deceive with your lips. Do not say, thus I shall do to him as he has done to me. I will render to the man according to his work. I passed by the field of the sluggard, and by the vineyard of the man lacking sense, and behold, it was completely overgrown with thistles. Its surface was covered with nettles, and its stone wall was broken down. When I saw, I reflected upon it. I looked and received instruction. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, then your poverty will come as a robber, and your want like an armed man. This is the word of the Lord, and we give praise to God. Let us pray. Lord, we come to you wanting to be wise, knowing that true wisdom comes from you. It begins with you. It ends with you as the goal. Lord, give us your fear of you. Give us love of you. And Lord, as we think of the wisdom that you have called us to, let us be reminded of laziness, how that leads to destruction. Oh Lord, we are often far too lazy. Forgive us of that. But make us those who work. Work hard. Work to build up our house. Doing right. Loving others. Not being deceptive against our neighbors. Not always trying to get revenge, but rather overcoming evil with good. We pray this now, and we ask you to hear us by the name of Jesus Christ Almighty. Amen. Now, brothers, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. You've been listening to The Daily Sword by Sovereign King Church. We pray this has been a blessing to you. Please visit www.sovereignkingchurch.com for more.